Armed American Radio listeners, today's Armed American Radio's recorded version of the national radio broadcast, the Armed American Radio podcast, is being brought to you today and every day by North American Arms. Make sure to visit NorthAmericanArms.com for the finest mini revolvers on planet Earth. NorthAmericanArms.com. Enjoy the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the Sig Sauer Studios. On the Patriot Mobile Platinum Microphone. Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
And here we go. We're doing what we do every single day. Mark Walters at the Sig Sauer Studios here in front of the Patriot Mobile Command and Communication Center microphone. Every minute of it being brought to you today and every day by the great X Insurance. And I've got an in-house guest, Greg in Dallas, Texas. How you doing today, my brother?
I'm pretty good.
Ready to rock and roll?
Yeah, here we go.
Here we go. So before we go to our in-house guest, why don't you tell people where they can watch us on their television sets and their devices, as long as they're not driving, please.
Sure. If you'd like to watch the show, just head on over to armedamericanradio.org or .com. On the right-hand side of that website, you're going to see the menu icon. Just give that a click. And when that window opens up, you can select that watch live option. If you're out there driving, hit that listen live link. And if you missed a previous episode of the broadcast, head on over to the podcast link. If you'd like to join our live chat, head on over to your app store, grab the Telegram messaging app, create your profile, and search for Armed American Radio Conversations.
Boom. That'll get you in here, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to welcome a special in-studio guest with me today in the studio here at the ranch, Dr. John Adine from DRGO, Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. And Doc, welcome.
Hey, thanks. It's really great to be here. It's been a few years since I've been here, but we planned this for a little while, and we're going to have a really good weekend, and we'll do a few shows, too, on top of it.
Yeah, I'm telling you, looking forward to it. And those of you who know I have a bum broken knee, Dr. John is an orthopedic surgeon, so I'm in really good company. And Dr. John learned how to step in and out of a Corvette without damaging his knee today. So, John, it's great to have you here. Welcome in. We're going to go to our guests. Yeah, we've got Andy Hoosier.
Do you have a ranch? Hold on a second.
John, it is a ranch, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a ranch. Andy Hoosier. Greg, come on, man. Lay off. Don't give me stuff.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. No. It is a ranch. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, KQAM.
Come on, man.
Wichita's big talker, Wichita's favorite son. How you doing, my brother, from another mother?
Mark, what's up, brother? And Dr. John, good to talk to you as well, my friend. It's been a little bit since you and I've chatted. I haven't had you on my show in like 2 years. So I think
let's do it again sometime. Too.
Good. Yeah, this is going to be like a roundtable. I'm looking forward to this, man. Now, Andy, you were supposed to be here tomorrow, but you have to do a political event because you're like super plugged in. What's going on there in Wichita? What are you doing with the Republican Party up there? It's good stuff.
There's so much stuff going on.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, I was looking forward to it. I was looking forward to filling in for you tomorrow, but have some other political things going on. The state legislative session here in Kansas is really ramping up. And of course, now that we're just a couple weeks away from the end of the session, a lot of drama going on. So I'm partaking in some of those conversations, some rallies, some conversations and meetings that are going on here that are kind of important for one of the biggest tax cuts potentially in the state if we can actually get this thing through.
If you can get it through, is it looking good in Kansas? I know Kansans want tax cuts.
Oh, we need tax cuts. We're one of the higher taxed states in the Mid-America region. So, yeah, it is optimistic. We tried a tax bill earlier in the session. The governor vetoed it, and get this, two Republicans flipped sides and didn't vote to override the veto, or else we would have had the numbers to do so. So we're trying to battle some moderate rhinos that have kind of gone soft on us. So there are two tax bills right now, one coming out of the House that all of a sudden became a unanimous vote by Republicans and Democrats that doesn't do a whole lot, and a more conservative tax bill out of our state Senate that is more conservative, but the governor's threatened to veto that one as well. So it's the really question is, do we have enough votes to make that one happen?
I hope you do. I hope you do. Any good gun legislation moving in Kansas this year in the legislative session? We've had really nothing here in Georgia.
Yeah, well, and you had the state rep Rebecca Schmoy on the program a while back. with her bill that she's proposed. That's really the biggest one that's still going through, is trying to get the votes to put that as a constitutional amendment that would be on our ballot in November.
So that's come out of committee, though, right? That did come out of committee. That's going to go to the floor.
Yeah, that did come out of committee. They're just waiting to vote on that on the floor, and they have to get 2/3 vote in order for that to be an initiative to go onto the general election ballot for the people to vote on.
And when once it goes out, once it's voted on and it clears the hurdle, then it will go to the ballot in the general election.
Yes.
Well, I'm hopeful that moves. We need to bring her back on and follow up with her and see how that's moving, because that's a great bill for Kansas.
That is a good one.
Guys, I'm going to take you. We're going to treat this like a little round table here. Why? Because I just decided to do that, because that's what it's like, Greg. And Greg, you feel free to jump in here as well. But this next story is going to, I can't say it's going to anger you. It's probably going to make you feel good, guys. And, John, I'll start with you. But Fox News has a piece up today, Jonathan Diller shooting. Now, Andy, you know Jonathan Diller is the NYPD cop that was murdered a couple days ago in New York in Queens, right?
Yeah.
The NYPD Sergeants Union has told the anti-police Democrats to stay away from the funeral. Defund the police lawmakers called out for crocodile tears on social media. The NYPD Sergeants Benevolent Association, the SBA, sent a quote-unquote damning letter calling out far-left Democrat leaders in New York City for their anti-police and soft-on-crime policies, telling them to stay away from the funeral of slain officer Jonathan Dillon. Now, they went even further, and he named names, and we will do the same thing in just a moment, but let me quote him. I'm sure that many elected officials will attend police officer Diller's funeral, shed a few crocodile tears, and prominently seat themselves for a good photo op. That sad reality is we don't want them here. They are as morally responsible for P.O. Diller's death as the career criminal who pulled the trigger. Their presence is more than a distraction. It is a stain on the legacy of a true hero who made the ultimate sacrifice, as well as the scores of dedicated and committed public servants who will carry on his mission despite their constant criticism, cynicism, negativity, and frivolous accusations. They detest cops and have no appreciation for what they do. They should stay home and not pretend they are grieving. Now, he went on to name names. And let me pull these names up. One of them was public advocate Jermaine Williams, who he said, stay out. We don't want you here. The other was city council speaker Adrian Adams. Despite their admonitions to the contrary, the leadership in the council has failed city residents, workers, and visitors at every turn. They are blinded by their own hatred and twisted ideology. They would rather see the city burn and countless lives lost rather than correct their legislative mistakes and at least give the city a chance at survival or a resurgence. John, let me start with you. Roundtable format, which you've participated in before. When you hear that, how does that make you feel? And be honest, without, you know, and using FCC appropriate language, you already know the routine.
Of course I'm going to use FCC appropriate language.
Andy laughs.
Yeah. But, this whole thing just shows the insanity of the left. I mean, they want to defund the police, and then, you know, they use the death of a police officer as a photo op to still push their stupid agenda. And they cannot logically put two and two together. In fact, they don't know how to do logic because they live on feelings. They don't live on logic. And, they are as much to blame as the guy that pulled the trigger. In fact, probably the guy that pulled the trigger, if you look at his record, I'm sure this is not his first go-round. He's one of these guys that go in and out of the of
21
jail.
Priors. Andy, let me shift it over to you. I'll let you take us to the, I think we've got a couple minutes, so take it away here. 21 priors. Harsh language from the Benevolent Association union leadership, the sergeant that runs that organization. Harsh words. Yeah. But, you know, honestly, if you feel like I do, and I'm pretty sure you do, I could bet money on that and probably win at the tables. And that is that when you see something like that, I felt this gigantic sense of, yes, finally, somebody's standing up. And boy, I'll tell you, if that feeling manifests itself in November, and guess who's welcome at the funeral, by the way, and is going to show up? Andy, can you care to guess? That would be Donald Trump. Go ahead.
Donald Trump. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. That's exactly the feeling that I got hearing some of that, is finally people are beginning to stand up and people are finally starting to speak up. And I'm telling you, traditional Democrat voters in these inner cities, in these populated areas where they've seen the crime, they've seen the illegal migrants flowing in, they see the gangs, they see the shootings, they see all this stuff going on right now. They're finally starting to speak up, and it's taken a while, but you know what? You know, you got to come to that consensus on your own for that kind of light bulb aha moment. But people are finally starting to put two and two together and realize Democrat policies and the anarchy that they've promoted and the eliminate the cops and defund the police and all this garbage they're trying to back away from now, saying that they're tough on crime and that they're going to clean up the streets. People are catching on and realizing that they promoted that crap and they don't want anything to do with it. Imagine, like you said, the fraternal order of police and the unions are actually the ones speaking out against the Democrats that want to show up there, make it a political stunt, show that they actually give a crap and try and use their political statement. And they don't want that. They're done with them. If that's the case, then as we go into election season, what do you think the mindset is for some of these union members, public union members, when they go to the ballot box? We're going to start seeing a shift here pretty soon, I think.
Yeah, I wonder. See, I would say, look at the contrast that we're getting ready to take a break. We come back and want to contrast that with what we saw at the fire department union, okay? From people who simply said Trump, 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 Trump in front of that moron political hack, Letitia James. When we come back, I want to get Greg's opinion on that too, here in the Armed American Radio Sig Sauer Studios on the Patriot Mobile. Mike, Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. It's all brought to you by X Insurance. Don't go away. Following segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back to the show. Yeah, welcome back to the show indeed here at the ranch. Yes, we have a ranch. Sig Sauer Studios located on the ranch. Patriot Mobile, Mike fired up for you. X Insurance presenting it all. I have some cool information, ladies and gentlemen, regarding MyPillow. All of you out there know that Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or their shopping channels the way that they used to. That's by design. It's called cancel culture. They've been part of this cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly on to you. And this is a big one, guys. I spoke with Don earlier today in a flurry of messages because I was kind of shocked at what I was seeing, but it's all true. They're having what they're calling a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company, right? People were having trouble sleeping, and he created a pillow that worked and sold like crazy. Well, since then, with the help of his dedicated employees, many of them that I've met, they now have hundreds of products. Some of you may not even be aware about that. You can find them at mypillow.com/armedamericanradio, and you'll see them all. But to get the word out now, because of cancel culture, they're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows are just $25. MyPillow sandals, Greg, you're going to love this, $25.
Nice.
Exactly. Now, that's a huge savings. You and I paid more than that, and we kind of know a guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Their six-pack towel set is just $25. Brand new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, $25. For the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with the all-new Giza fabric, which you've seen on TV, any size and any loft level, which means the weight and the cushion in it, even the king size set, $25. This offer is not going to last long. So order now. It's real simple. Just go to mypillow.com/armedamericanradio and use the promo code AAR. And when you do that, any order over $75 to top it off, which you're going to go over $75 with deals like this, is free shipping. So make sure to check that out. I'm going to remind you of that again. That is a huge deal coming from MyPillow. I've never seen a deal that large over there with the, I mean, it's almost a giveaway, Greg, with the pillows at 25 and the slippers of all things at $25. Man, I used my own code a while back and got them for like 49 or something like that. Okay. So make sure to check that out, guys. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Welcome back in.
Indeed.
And Dr. John Adine sitting across from me here at the ranch. Welcome back in, my brother.
Oh, it's a great time to be here.
Oh, it's a beautiful day out, too.
Oh,
isn't it?
It is.
It is. All right. So, Greg, I want to get your take on that police sergeant at the union who finally somebody stood up. And let's kind of juxtapose that, Greg, about, you know, when we looked at the firemen union. They're going to go out and find everybody who yelled Trump at Letitia James. Oh, you can't yell Trump at Letitia James. And this guy's out there going, stay away from the funeral. You're a bunch of phonies. Ah, how does that make you feel?
I'm fine with it, actually. This seems like the right decision.
Could it? Would it shock you that it were any other way? I mean, when you look at this compared to what the firemen's union did, what's the difference? Well, Andy, let me go to you. What's the disconnect? Why the firemen's union different?
Well, I mean, look, it's tough for unions to actually stand up to some of this stuff. It's public unions. They support Democrats. It's just what they do, even when they get angry with them sometimes. I've seen it here in the Wichita area for both the fire and the police unions. They very rarely step away and don't support Democrats. But yet we saw it actually here with our last election, because our own mayor in Wichita ended up going after the police and saying that police officers were beating up kids and teenagers that were causing havoc in the streets. And obviously the police didn't like that very much. Then he took away their bonuses at the end of last year. So they weren't happy with him. And obviously they endorsed the Republican in that race. And the Republican candidate actually won in this last mayor's race that we saw in the fall. So it does happen, but it's not very frequent because their paychecks come from the public officials. So they usually do go with the ones that like the bigger government spending that give them the little bit cushier paychecks, which is usually predominantly Democrats. So it's very rare when you see unions like this actually step aside from the progressive movement. But yet when you abuse them and you take advantage of them and you discredit them and you actually accuse them of garbage, of the breaking point's finally there, and they're not going to take it any longer. So it's just a matter of time until everybody breaks and starts going the other direction.
Yeah, well said. I mean, the voice of reason. That's why you're the voice of reason. I'll tell you, I just want to add one thing to that. When you said the breaking point is there, you're spot on about the breaking point being there. But I think this is indicative of not just the police union. This is indicative of the people. When you're going to see rally numbers and sizes with Donald Trump in New York that are going to blow away anything he had previously. You're going to see black urban New Yorkers in all five boroughs breaking for Donald Trump in record numbers, not just black urban Democrat bloc, but you're also going to also see Latinos, Hispanics, all going to break. I mean, not all, but you're going to see a huge break. Yeah.
Well, let's
towards
let's
Donald
add on
Trump
to
as a result of that.
Let's add on to that real quick. Number one, you have the civil lawsuit about Donald Trump, about right. inflating his assets, which is now an attack on every business owner in the New York area. So now you're having the business owners that are usually the big money elites that like to spend to Democrats. They're upset and concerned about the legal system now that could be coming after them potentially if they don't just go along with whatever they say. Plus, you see the industries that are being turned away in New York. Look at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez a couple years ago turning away the Amazon distribution center that could have brought tons of money and new jobs to the area, and she turned it away because, well, evil corporation. Like the Democrats, I don't understand how they still have support, but the little support they are getting, they're starting to see walk away from them because they're killing off incentives that their people, their own constituents could have benefited from, and I think the people are finally starting to realize that.
I wonder how many people in AOC's district would love to have had one of those $125,000 a year, starting $125,000 a year jobs. Now, let's make this clear. $125,000 in Manhattan is probably $40,000 in Wichita.
Yeah.
Or, you know, pick any city outside one of the large urban areas controlled by Democrats. California, $125,000 a year is poverty, man. Okay. You're not buying a home, an average price of $1.2 million at that. But $125,000 a year is a hell of a lot better than $45,000 in Queens, in Yonkers, or wherever her district is. I don't even care. Just call it New York City because it doesn't matter. The cost of living is outrageous. But nonetheless, so here you've got anti-gun Democrats, anti-business Democrats, anti-cop Democrats, and you got to wonder who's voting for these people. Well, It comes as a shock to us, but people do. And AOC will likely win her seat back, et cetera, and it will go on and on and on. And hopefully somewhere down the line, she gets thrown out because of these stupid decisions. And Letitia James gets thrown out because of what she's done. And people are waking up. And if this Benevolent Association statements are any indication of that, and I believe they are personally, just my opinion, that you're going to see a huge break for Donald Trump. It's going to be nothing like it was in 2020, and he had record numbers at that time. So I think we're starting to see that. I hope I'm right. When we come back from the break, guys, what I'm going to do is play an audio clip from Santa Rosa County, Florida Sheriff Bob Johnson. Now, he made some comments back in 2022 that are now making the rounds on social media, and I want you to hear what he said. because the left calls it controversial. And there's, I'll let you determine if what the sheriff in Santa Rosa County, Florida said was in fact controversial. I don't think as an Armed American Radio Daily Defense or AAR MonsterCast listener, you're going to find them controversial at all. But to a left-wing Democrat, gun hater, gun grabber, probably. Unless they've been a victim of a violent crime, and well, maybe they wouldn't be either. Maybe some people are reachable. We'll play the good sheriff's comments and talk about it with the crew. Don't go away.
Daniel Defense firearms are guaranteed for life, trusted worldwide, and designed, engineered, and manufactured right here in America. Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision.
Daniel Defense. Daniel Defense, we love our Daniel Defense. Love our Daniel Defense. The raffle is alive right now through, I think, April 24th, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure to head over to thedoubledfoundation.org, thedoubledfoundation.org. Pick up those raffle tickets, and you might be the third Armed American Radio listener to win this custom. This is a different raffle, of course, but Armed American Radio listeners have won two of four of these. So you got a pretty good shot here. The odds, may the odds forever be in your favor, I think, from the old Hunger Games stuff, right? But make sure to check that out, thedoubledfoundation.org. And when you do, you can pick up tickets for $25. You can get five for 100, which is what I did, and might even go for another five because I would love to have that package. It's a $5,000 variant of their M4A1, their most popular rifle. So make sure to check that out. And also, don't forget that MyPillow deal. That is a huge, huge deal over there at MyPillow.com for $25. I'll give you the info on some of those products when we come back after the next break because I don't want you to miss out on that. I have no idea how long it's going to go, but I suspect it's not going to last that long. So you want to take advantage of that for sure. Welcome back in, guys. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to play a video. Oh, and John, by the way, I don't forget you. You're sitting here at the ranch. I just can't see you because you're on the other side of the studio. So, you know, you're like Robin Quivers over there with what's his name? Howard Stern, Howard. Right? Can't see you, but I know you're there, John. Welcome back, John Adine.
Oh, thanks.
Let's play this. Andy Hoosier, welcome back, brother.
Indeed.
So let's play this clip. I'm trying to do this from my phone here. I want you to hear what the Santa Rosa County Sheriff had to say about people breaking into homes. And to the left, it's real controversial. Here we go.
As to the person, we don't know which homeowner shot at him. I guess they think that they did something wrong, which they did not. If somebody's breaking in your house, you're more than welcome to shoot them in Santa Rosa County. We prefer that you do, actually. So whoever that was, you're not in trouble. Come see us. We have a gun safety class we put on every other Saturday. And if you take that, you'll shoot a lot better, and hopefully you'll save the taxpayers' money.
Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, let me take that one right to you. Is there anything controversial about that in your estimation?
That's epic. I love it. I love when law enforcement says stuff like that, because that is exactly what we need. We actually had our own sheriff in our county say the same thing here in Kansas, because I live in kind of a rural area. Our entire city, our village has about 1,000
population. Are there rural areas in Kansas? I'm just curious.
Oh, there's rural places in Kansas. Yeah. Here's the thing. My daughter's fourth grade class, the entire fourth grade for the entire school is 9 students.
Wow.
9 students. It's amazing. So we actually do not have a law enforcement officer that's in town with us 24/7. So we've asked that question ourselves, and they said the exact same thing is we encourage you to take firearm classes. We encourage you to have a firearm on hand and know you will not get in trouble if someone's breaking into your home and you end up defending yourself. We encourage that, actually. So when I hear statements like this, it still gives me that warm, rosy, cozy feeling inside me, because that is exactly what every law enforcement agency should be advocating for in communities all over the country. It's amazing.
Yeah, it really truly is. Now, John, you're from Texas. Now, you've heard AWR on this program, and you know AWR very well. Personally yourself, and you've heard him on this show many, many times. If you're going to be dumb, don't be dumb in Texas. You're in Texas. Law enforcement tends to encourage that activity as well. And that activity we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is having the law on your side to shoot to defend your life. And the sheriff made it clear. We encourage you to do that. You hopefully save the taxpayers some money. He made that very clear. John.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good thing. Let's put it that way. You know, I'm a training junkie. You know that. I think most of you guys know that. And in Texas, you can get really good training. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, I did a class with Ed Monk, who has studied active shooters, and it was an active shooter response class. You know, stuff like that is just so valuable for the individual, but it's also, you know, you're protecting your community. You know, if you're carrying and something bad goes down and you know what to do, believe me, if unless you actually get in there and do moving through crowds and putting the shots on target and making sure that you don't miss, because you cannot miss under those circumstances. You just, you know, you can't put a price tag on that kind of training. And, you know, it's very, very valuable, very, very valuable for everybody to get something, you know. And you may not be able to do that class, but I'm sure there are some local training people that can at least introduce you to some of the things that you need to know.
Yeah, you're spot on about that. We just talked with Philip Topino from WAFT in the scenario-based training, home invasions. We talked about that just yesterday, guys. Andy, I'm going to go back to you because the sheriff went further, okay? Remember, this, and guys, I tell you this, I don't need to confirm this, I know it's true, but the comments were initially made in 2022. Now, again, quote, if someone is breaking into your house, you're more than welcome to shoot. We prefer you to do that. Actually, he continued, I said at the press conference, if you shoot accurately and you kill the guy, you save taxpayers' money. And I also said that if somebody gets killed during a home invasion, the odds of them reoffending are zero. And we like those odds, which we do. And he continued, Andy, this is wonderful. I hear you chuckling in the background. This is so refreshing to hear from law enforcement. And we love our Florida sheriffs. You know, we know a few of them. Sheriff Kurt Hoffman is on the show with us from Sarasota County. He feels the same way and has made it clear on the show. And in Santa Rosa County, we have a very high percentage of the population that have weapons. And I promote the use of them if you're in your house. And somebody kicks your door in because they're not coming in to give you a hug or to give you cookies. They're coming in to commit felonies. And here, Andy, is the kicker. Johnson made clear that there have been zero home invasions in Santa Rosa County since that 2022 video in which he expressed support for homeowners shooting intruders was made. Does that shock you, Andy Hoosier, the voice?
Imagine that. Yeah, imagine that. The shooters,
the criminals,
the
looters, have been put on notice, criminals, and they decide not to.
Yeah. Well, when they actually hear that it's a green light, that they are not protected. They are not protected by these woke left lawyers and attorneys and court systems, that they actually have their lives on the line. And then they start to actually question, is me breaking in and trying to steal this valuable of a, you know, a VHS player, if people actually use VHS players anymore, or the old school TV, is it worth my life to go in and try and take these valuables? Because there's a very good chance that there's someone on the other side with a firearm and they're not going to get in trouble. I can't do what the progressives love to do, which is play the victim, that I was robbing the place, I fell, I got cut on a steak knife, and therefore I get to sue the homeowner. Like, that stuff is not going to happen in my community. Maybe I should second guess what I'm doing. The peace through strength works, and it works every time it's been practiced. But yet we can't take that hint with other places around the nation. But it's good to hear that we're still promoting it.
It absolutely is. Now, you know, contrast that with what you get in blue Dem-run areas. Now, this sheriff went further. There was more commentary. We'll go into some greater detail on the Sunday Monster Cast, guys. But I just want to let you know that he talked about the kill shot and the training and what it means. And he did talk about other areas like New York and where people get arrested for doing these types of things. Which these types of things, what we're referencing here, ladies and gentlemen, is actually using your firearm to defend your home and your family. And there is zero sympathy for criminals. You've heard me say that for many, many years on the air. I have zero sympathy for criminals, none. I don't care who they are. I don't care how old they are. Doesn't matter what color they are. I don't give a crap about that. You make a decision to deprive another human being in America of their right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. You lose your right to all three of the above instantly. And if your death results, too bad for you. Pick another line of work. Now, Kennesaw, Georgia, an area not far from the ranch. My son goes to college at Kennesaw State University. You go back, Andy and John, to 1987, when Kennesaw was experiencing a large rash of break-ins and home invasions of punk, thug, criminal gangs coming out of Atlanta, which is not too far south of Kennesaw, Georgia. They passed the city ordinance. All homeowners must have a loaded gun at home. Crime fell, interestingly, 87%. Home invasions dropped 87%. Now, the ordinance, guys, doesn't have the weight of law, but it made very clear that we encourage people to shoot you when you come into someone's home, just like the sheriff said in Santa Rosa, Florida, Santa Rosa County, Florida. And Andy and John, interestingly enough, we'll get your commentary when we come back. We're getting ready to take a break. Crime has stayed. Home invasions have been depleted. They have stayed at those levels, guys, since the late 1980s. You tell a punk you're going to die and we're going to cheer your death, guess what the punk does? Finds another line of work or goes somewhere else. Where do they go? Probably into blue Democrat-run Atlanta, because they don't have the same mindset. We'll be back.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
Okay, guys, back to the show. Welcome back. 6 Hour Studios lit up for you. Patriot Mobile microphone on fire for you. X Insurance presenting it all. I do want to point out before we continue the conversation here in the final segment of this hour, that huge deal going on for you over at MyPillow. It's the $25 extravaganza. Guys, this is a really big deal. If you've never bought anything from them, now is absolutely the time to do it. I've never seen prices this low. $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows are just $25. The MyPillow sandals, $25. They've never been that low. I think the best I paid was $49, and it was a great deal then. They're regularly like $139. The six-pack of towels, which I have purchased for far more than $25 and still got a deal, they're $25. The premium MyPillows with the all-new Giza fabric that you see on TV, any size and any loft level, meaning the comfort level, whatever, whether you like them super soft or a little bit more firm, even the king size is just $25. The orders, these orders and prices are not going to last long, so visit armedamericanradio.com or mypillow.com/armedamericanradio and use the AAR promo code. You'll see the deals there and take advantage of it right away. Don't know how long it's going to go, but it's a big deal, so take advantage of that. Greg, real quick, as we get fired up, ask me how many cups of Defender coffee I had today.
Mark, how many cups of Defender coffee did you have today?
John, how many did I have today? You were here. I had one.
Just one.
And
iced.
It was iced. Yeah, and here's the remnants of it right here in the glass. You guys can see that if you're watching on the stream. And one more question, John, because it fits. Right after I brought you here to the ranch this morning, after you flew in from San Antonio, Texas, who made a delivery to my garage?
Oh, there's just a little bit. A guy named Omar, right?
Yeah. With who? Cutting Edge Firewood.
With Cutting Edge, yeah. Beautiful firewood. Brings a whole freaking...
The huge delivery truck showed up. Right. John was taking pictures of it. They cleared out the one rack, and I thought they were coming tomorrow. They actually came today, which is a good thing, because I was there for it. Cutting Edge Firewood will do the same thing for you. CuttingEdgeFirewood.com. Make sure to check out all of our partners real quick. How many goat guns do you have, John? You have every one of them, don't you?
I have at least one of each. And
now
different different colors and you know, the red, white and blue, you know, stars and stripes ones.
That's it. Goatguns.com, ladies and gentlemen, get yours too. And Heaven's Harvest, they've got a deal going on over there now, 50% off their heirloom seeds. And you heard Clayton on Tuesday talking with us about how important it is to be prepared. Heaven's Harvest, some great deals out there for you at Armed American Radio. Visit HeavensHarvest.com today. And don't forget, Sig Sauer, Patriot Mobile. Use the promo code AAR at PatriotMobile.com/AAR and get free activation. And all this is brought to you by X Insurance. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Let me go back to you. And I want to talk a little bit about Jim Jordan. AWR Hawkins at Breitbart is reporting that Jim Jordan is launching an investigation into the Biden administration's Red Flag Law Center, which we've been talking about. Kamala Harris down there politicizing Marjorie Stoneman Douglas on Saturday last week. And Merrick Garland, of course, praising the launch of the Red Flag Center. He said I'm not going to bother with what he said. Basically said, here, everybody take advantage of this. We're bribing you. We'll get $750 million. Jim Jordan wrote a pretty scathing letter, started with this. The Committee on the Judiciary is conducting oversight of the DOJ grant programs and operations, including Bureau of Justice Assistance. We're aware it's awarded you a taxpayer-funded grant to operate the National Extreme Risk Protection Order, ERPO Resource Center, which will, quote, support the effective implementation of state red flag laws. One, the committee has serious concerns about the infringement on due process and Second Amendment rights that red flag or extreme risk protection order laws enable. And he goes on to talk about the laws being ripe for abuse and gives an example. For example, in Hawaii, a former roommate or even a disgruntled employee can file for an ERPO. In California, California, a former roommate, who maybe you kicked out because they didn't pay their rent, or an employee or a former girlfriend, even someone in a dating relationship with an individual is able to file a petition to have your guns taken away from you. And they only require in most jurisdictions, Andy and John, the showing of probable cause. So Jordan set forth five queries. He wants an explanation of how they're ensuring the monies have been distributed, explanation of how the office is adhering to the provision that the law requires about penalties for abuse of the program. He wants the documents committed by communications to him by June 25th. And he wants all documents and communications from June 25th to present between DOJ employees and Johns Hopkins Center for Gun Violence Solutions, referring to this National Extreme Risk Protection Order Resource Center. Andy, I'm going to give you my take on this right now. And that is, you know where this is going to go? Nowhere. We're going to hear about it. They're going to report about it. You know why? Because it's the Biden DOJ. Merrick Garland doesn't give a crap. Biden doesn't give a crap. They'll probably not get him the information on time. Even if they do, no matter what Jordan said, isn't going to matter. And that's why this election is so important, so that the next administration can come in and hopefully wipe this thing off the face of the planet. Andy, your thoughts?
Yeah, no, absolutely. They're going to drag their feet on this for sure. The interesting part, and you and I have talked about this so many times on this program, is it's so weird that they always try to make this a talking point and a platform and an agenda on the campaign trail when we know how unpopular it is, even for Democrats, to use a gun control measure as a platform for reelection or for an election in general. In the last presidential election, we had Beto O'Rourke, we had Eric Swalwell, we had Kamala Harris, we had Joe Biden, all of them talking about gun confiscation, Second Amendment, more regulation, common sense, gun control, all this garbage. And every one of them had extremely low approval numbers, and the majority of them had to drop out because that was their number one platform and it wasn't a popular topic. So they're running at such the bottom of the well because they can't talk about anything else. The economy's in the tank, foreign policy's garbage, immigration's complete in anarchy right now. They have nothing else to run on. So why not go down to Florida and pull at the heartstrings near Parkland and all these other places where shootings happen and try and propose this new red flag law to try and get the anti-gunners all riled up? That's not a winning campaign, but they don't care. They're going to talk about it. Jim Jordan's going to try to investigate it because that's what he does, and he does a damn good job of it. And then we have the, like you said, the ATF and everybody else is going to drag their feet on actually releasing the details on this, because they're not going to give the details until after they think Biden's going to get reelected. Then they just implement it without any further discussion, because that's just what they do. So, yeah, this election is extremely important, and we should remind everyone exactly what they're running on, which is an open-ended red flag policy that's going to destroy the Second Amendment and gun rights across the nation.
It's going to get people killed. John, this is a bunch of nonsense that's going to go nowhere. Your thoughts, about 30 seconds.
Well, you know, these red flag laws do not address the mental health issue. And that's the big problem, is that, you know, even if there are people who have mental health issues, taking a gun away or taking the guns away is not going to stop them from doing what they're going to do. They can have a car, they can have a knife, they can do whatever. You know, I mean, if they want to kill people, there are other ways to kill people besides guns.
Yeah, and the problem that we have, ladies and gentlemen, is that this is going to go absolutely nowhere. And I applaud Jim Jordan for doing this, for at least bringing the attention here. But it's the cynic in me, because the administration, the DOJ, which is weaponized, is going to do nothing. They're, as Andy said, they're going to drag their feet on this. But at least it's out there. At least he's talking about it. At least there is some movement that is being set up. And the reason Jordan is doing this, Andy and John, you both know this, is to get the Trump administration on board with this, should there be a Trump administration. We're all hopeful that that will happen. And we are hopeful, ladies and gentlemen, that there will be a Trump administration. Yeah, that's correct. Brandon's got to go. It's pretty much that simple. Can you believe that? I said that, Andy? Wow. Yeah, he's got my vote. 100% gobzillion, absolutely. No question about it, in large measure, because of efforts like this by Jordan that we know, hopefully, is setting the stage for what Trump will do in a second administration regarding protecting our gun rights. It's at the forefront right now. Andy Hoosier, thanks for being here. We appreciate it very much. Dr. John Adine, I can't thank you for being here because you're here, so thanks for being here anyway. And you and I are going to start our weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, the second hour of the video will begin next week. We will see you on the radio. Stations on the West Coast will be getting the second hour. We'll be back. See you on Sunday.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.